USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The abortion battle continues across America, especially in the southern states, where Louisiana lawmakers are now set to vote on a bill perhaps as soon as today that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected by doctors. And the bill presented by a Democrat doesn't include any exceptions for victims of rape or incest. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris says she has a plan to protect abortion rights. Speaking at a town hall event in South Carolina, the California senator said her plan would require Justice Department approval for any new abortion law if a state had violated Roe v. Wade over the past 25 years.
Those laws have to come before my Department of Justice for a review and approval, and until we determine that they are constitutional, they will not take effect.
That is heard on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep, and the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
Another night of severe weather, this time targeting, among other states, Kansas, especially in the Kansas City metro area, where a massive twister appeared to be at least a mile wide. Zach Taylor is a forecaster at the Weather Prediction Center.
There's been considerable damage in and around the Kansas City metro, potential tornado, and then additionally we're looking at a pretty large area of flash flooding across eastern Kansas through northern Missouri, southern Iowa, and now moving into Illinois. And so as this whole storm system tracks east, that threat will kind of shift toward the mid-Atlantic.
He was speaking to Fox News. Luckily, no fatalities reported from this latest severe weather. In Oklahoma, dangerous flooding has struck the Tulsa area hard as the Arkansas River continues to rise. And authorities say emergency helicopters that have been searching for flood victims and dropping supplies in the area are being hampered by people flying drones to take pictures of the damage. They say yesterday about 30 drones were flying illegally in the area. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Lawyer Michael Avenatti was in two courtrooms yesterday pleading not guilty to federal charges. In the first case, the attorney for porn star Stormy Daniels entered a not guilty plea for allegedly stealing $300,000 from Daniels. And then in a separate charge, he pleaded not guilty to trying to extort $20 million from Nike.
I am now facing the fight of my life against the ultimate Goliath. The Trump administration. I intend on fighting these charges, and I look forward to a jury verdict in each of these cases.
It was just about a year ago that Avenatti was considering a run for the White House. President Trump taking heat from two Republican congressmen over siding with a North Korean dictator while blasting a Democratic candidate for president while he was in Japan. Peter King of New York and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois say it was wrong to agree with Kim Jong-un in taking a shot at the former VP Joe Biden. The North Korean leader had called Biden a low IQ idiot, while Trump agreed, calling Biden a low IQ individual. The mayor of a New Mexico town has issued a cease and desist order to a private group that's been building a wall against the Mexican border, or along it, I should say. The order was issued yesterday by the Democratic mayor of Sunland Park, just north of El Paso, after it was determined that the group did not have the proper permits for construction. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.